Welcome to another message from God's Word from the book of Genesis, Bereshith, the book of beginnings. We're talking about Jacob's life here. He's having a lot of trouble in Haran with Laban, his father-in-law, and his mother's brother. Anyway, Laban has cheated him constantly. He now has four wives: Rachel, Leah, and their two concubines. He has 12 children, and, actually 11 children this time. And now he's going to run from this problem. He's going to flee this problem. Now Jacob heard the words of Laban's son, saying, "Jacob has taken away all that was our father's, and from what belonged to our father, he has made all this wealth. These were money-hungry people. Laban had very little when Jacob came along. Isaac had quite a bit of property, but Esau cared nothing about protecting it or making it produce. Jacob did. Now Jacob comes into Haran, where Laban, his uncle, is, and attaches himself to Laban, marries these four women, has a lot of kids, and now Laban doesn't want to turn loose of him because he's making him wealthy. Verse number 2 now in the 31st chapter. "And Jacob saw the attitude of Laban, and behold, it was not friendly toward him as it was before. It had become envious and venomous. Then the Lord said to Jacob, 'Return to the land of your fathers.'" Now, God intervenes here now. He said, "Get out of this mess, flee from this problem, run from it, go. And to your relatives, and I will be with you." So Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to his flock in the field. And he said to them, "I see your father's attitude that is not friendly toward me as it was before. But the God of my father has been with me, here with me. And you know that I have served your father with all of my strength. Yet your father has cheated me. He's changed my wages 10 times. However, God did not allow him to hurt me." We were reminded of Romans 8 and 28. God causes his people to prosper. "If he spoke thus, 'The speckled shall be your wages, and all the flock brought forth speckled,' and if he spoke thus, 'The striped shall be your wages, and all the flock brought forth striped.' Thus God has taken away your father's livestock and given them to me." Now, he still had the others all the time, but many of the new ones are coming out to be Jacob's, because he said the striped and the speckled ones are going to be mine. Mm-hmm. They're Jacob's cattle. "And it came about at the time when the flock were mating that I lifted up my eyes and saw in a dream, and behold, the male goats were mating, were striped and speckled and mottled." And this word here, "in a dream," now that was in a hypnotic trance. A hypnotic trance. We talk about dreams and hypnosis in the Bible. "Then the angel of God said to me in the hypnotic trance, 'Jacob,' and I said, 'Here I am.' And he said, 'Lift up now your eyes and see all that the male goats which are mating are striped and speckled and mottled, for I have seen all that Laban has been doing to you. I am the God of Bethel. I am the God of the house of God, where you anointed the pillar, where you made a vow to me, and I'll arise and leave this land and return to the land of your birth.' And Rachel and Leah answered and said to him, 'Do we still have any portion or inheritance in our father's house? Are we not reckoned to him just like foreigners? For he has sold us, and he's also entirely consumed our purchase price. Our dowry is gone. He's used it all up. Maybe he was a gambler. There was a lot of gambling on at this time, and maybe he gambled away all of his wealth. You know, when you've got a bottomless pit of wealth, you can be a real good gambler. Whether you win or not, you can do a lot of it. Isn't it right, Marilyn?
Yeah.
You can do a lot of gambling if you got a bottomless pit of money. And basically, I think that's what Laban was doing here, was gambling away all of the wages that Jacob had made for him, and all of his daughter's dowry. Surely all the wealth which God has taken away from our father belongs to us and our children now then. Do whatsoever God has said to you. Then Jacob arose, and he put his children and his wives upon camels. And he drove away all of his livestock and all of his property which he had gathered. He acquired livestock which he had gathered in Padan Aram to go to the land of Canaan to his father's Isaac. Then Laban had gone to shear his flock. Then Rachel stole the household idols that were in her father's. Now she steals these teraphim here. She steals all of the household idols, because in these idols they think there's a lot of wealth, and they commune with their ancestors. This is ancestor worship. And this is what God had to get Jacob away from, was this paganism. Even his wife now is infected with this paganism. And that's the wife he loves, Rachel. And Jacob deceived Laban and the Syrian by not telling him that he was fleeing. He didn't tell him, "I'm leaving." Because he'd had 40 plus reasons why he shouldn't leave. And God had called him to leave. So he fled all that he had, and he arose, and he crossed the Euphrates River, and set his face toward the hill country of Gilead. And when it was told to Abram Laban on the third day that Jacob had fled, then he took his kinsmen, his brothers, his whole family, and he pursued the distance of 7 days' journey. And he overtook him in the hill country of Gilead. Now these idols that Rachel stole were basically belonged, the caretaker of these idols was the head of the family. And she wanted Jacob to be the head of the family, wanted him to be the patriarch, which he was the head of his family anyway. And these pagan idols, he didn't need them at all. And God came to Laban the Syrian in a dream, again another hypnotic trance. And he said to him, "Be careful that you do not speak to Jacob either good or bad. Don't you say anything to him. Don't you correct him. Don't you do anything. Period. I am going to kill you." Remember how he spoke to Abimelech? God spoke to Abimelech in a dream. He said, "I'm going to kill you. You go over that prophet and you tell him to pray for you. Give him back his wife." And Laban caught up with Jacob. Now Jacob had pitched his tent in the hill country, and Laban with his kinsmen camped in the hill country of Gilead. Then Laban said to Jacob, "What have you done by deceiving me and carrying away my daughters like captives of the sword? Why did you flee secretly and deceive me and did not tell me that I might have sent you away with joy and with songs and with timbrel and with lyre?" And this is the big lie, by the way. He wouldn't have done it. It's a big lie. But that's what normally people would do. You know, you don't hold your daughters as slaves. And that's exactly what Laban was doing. He was holding his daughters as slaves. Slaves to this man. And he's telling a big lie. "I would have sent you away." No, he wouldn't. He didn't. The proof in the pudding is that he didn't do it. "And do not allow me to kiss my sons and my daughters. Now you have done so foolishly." And by the way, he's already broken God's law here. He said, it is my power to do you harm, but the God of your father spoke to me last night, saying, be careful not to speak either good or bad to Jacob. Now he fesses up. God intervened for you. And now you have indeed gone away because you longed greatly for your father's house, but why did you steal my gods? Why did you steal my gods? Where are my gods? Where can I find my gods? And Jacob doesn't know anything about this, and he doesn't want to have anything to do with these pagan idol gods. Then Jacob answered and said to Laban, because I was afraid, for I said, lest you would take your daughters from me by force. And Jacob was only one, and Laban has an army. The one with whom you find a god, you shall not live in the presence of our kinsmen. Point out what is yours among my belongings and take it for yourself, for Jacob did not know that Rachel had stolen them. So Laban went into Jacob's tent, into Leah's tent, and into the tent of the two maids, but he did not find them. Then he went out of Leah's tent and entered into Rachel's tent. Now Rachel had taken the household gods and put them in a camel saddle, and she sat on them. And Laban felt through all the tent, but did not find them. Now, what are these teraphim? They're probably images of Noah and all of the patriarchs before him. Noah, Seth, Adam, and so etc. And there are little effigies and little statues, and he can't find them. Then Laban said to her, or she said to her father, let not my Lord be angry that I cannot rise before you, for the manner of women is upon me. In other words, I am having my monthly issue. I cannot rise before you, for the manner of women is upon me. Then Jacob became angry and contended with Laban. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, what is my transgression? What is my sin that you have hotly pursued me? Though you have felt through all of my goods, what have you found of all your household goods? Set it before me here. If you found all of your household goods, it is before my kinsmen and your kinsmen that we have made to decide between the two of us. Let them be the court. These 20 years I have been with you, and your ewes and your female goats have not miscarried. Nor have I eaten the rams of your flocks. I haven't eaten any of your produce. They used to eat the rams, the young rams. That which was torn to beast I did not bring to you. I bore the loss of it myself. You acquired it of my hand, and whether stolen or by day or by night. Whether they were stolen by some individuals in broad daylight or by the secrecy of night. I paid for it out of my own pocket. Thus I was by day, the heat consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep fled from my eyes. And I was out there guarding your flock. These 20 years I've been in your house. I served you 14 years for the two daughters and 6 years for your flock, and you changed my wages 10 times. Now, if the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had not been for me, surely now you would have sent me away empty-handed. God has seen my affliction and the toil of my hands, and so he rendered judgment last night. Then Laban answered and said to Jacob, the daughters are my daughters. The children are my children. And the flocks are my flocks. And all that you see is mine. But what can I do this day to these my daughters or to the children whom they have borne? They were no longer his daughters. He sold them. He took and spent and gambled away their dowries that he was supposed to give to Jacob.
So now come, let us make a barit, a cutting, a covenant. Did you and I, let it be a witness between you and me. Then Jacob took a stone, and he set it up as a pillar, a monument. Shem is the word. And Jacob said to his kinsmen, gather stones. So they took stones and made a heap, and they ate there by the heap, the pile of stones. It's a common cultural custom of the day. The word Mizpah over there comes from this little event right here. Now Laban called it Jegah Sadhuaduth, but Jacob called it Galeed, heap of stones. One was in Syrian Aramaic. The other one was in Hebrew. Then Laban said, this heap is a witness between me this day, and therefore it is named Galeed. And a Mizpah, see that word Mizpah? Mizpah, for he said, may the Lord watch over between you and me when we are absent from one another. If you mistreat my daughters, if you take wives besides my daughters, although no man is with us, God is witness between you and me. And Laban said to Jacob, behold this heap, and behold a pillar, which I have set between you and me. This heap is a witness. This pillar is a witness. And a pillar is a witness that I will not pass by this heap to harm you. I will not go upon this boundary mark right here. This is the boundary mark. You will not pass by this heap and this pillar to me for harm. You will not come across this boundary line to harm me. The God of Abraham, the God of Nahor, the God of their father, judge between us. So Jacob swore by the fear of his father Isaac. Then Jacob offered a sacrifice on the mountain and called his kinsmen to the meal. And they ate the meal, and they spent the night on the mountain. And early in the morning, Laban arose, and he kissed his sons and his daughters, and he blessed them. Then Laban departed and returned to his home place. Now Jacob is running from a problem. The problem is Laban. But now he's going to run from that problem, and he's going to run into another problem, and we find that in just the next chapter. But God is always with us. Many times we need to flee our problems and walk away and leave them. Just leave them. Many times we need to do that and let God take care of it. That's what Jacob was doing. God told him, get out of here, run from this problem, and I'll take care of you. Now he's going to run into another problem. And God's going to take care of them again. Father, I pray that you use this message and apply it even in our lives today, that we might honor and glorify you, that we might trust in you more every day. As we live long lives, sometimes we can look back and see how many times that you have rescued us from problems. Rescued us from the jaws of death and wicked people and sometimes even family. Father, please use this message for your honor and glory. Please forgive me where I fail you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.